King's Day, Part 1.
A story about the Netherlands.
Jasper stayed as still as possible under the bed and tried to control his breathing, for fear he would be heard, dragged out of the room and thrown in jail. From where he was, he could see two sets of feet from the ankle down, one a man's and the other a woman's. Jasper knew full well who the feet belonged to, and it made him very nervous. They belonged to the King of the Netherlands, Willem Alexander, and his wife, Queen Maxima.
"So how has your birthday been so far?" the Queen asked her husband.
"Wonderful. The best present of all is seeing everyone out, happy and celebrating."
The fact that the King and Queen were speaking with each other, believing they were alone in their bedroom, made Jasper even more nervous that he was hiding under their bed.
"Oh no," thought Jasper. "I'm about to hear a secret, a royal secret. They'll think I'm a spy and put me in jail for sure."
Jasper decided to cover his ears so he wouldn't hear what they were saying, but he kept watching the feet. Finally, the Queen left the room, but the King was still there. Jasper wanted so badly for him to leave, so he could sneak out of the room and pretend like this never happened. Suddenly, in ran an entirely new pair of feet. Two pair of feet, actually, all belonging to Skipper, the royal family's cheerful black dog, whom Jasper had met just a few minutes ago, and who took quite a liking to him.
"Not Skipper," thought Jasper. The King might not have any reason to look under the bed, but Skipper would sniff him out for sure.
Right away, Skipper spotted Jasper under the bed and started wagging his tail. He even let out a few small barks. Skipper stuck his nose under the bed as far as it would go. Jasper held his breath and tried to ignore him.
"What's under there, Skip?" asked the King. "You lose another toy? Let me take a look."
Jasper could see the King beginning to kneel down to look under the bed. This was it. It was over. Would the King scream for the guards? Would he drag him out himself? Jasper closed his eyes. "How on earth did I get myself into this situation?" he thought. Right now, he wished none of it had ever happened, and that he could be back watching the King's Day parades with every other Dutch person, instead of hiding under the King's bed. His mind flashed back to how it all began. It all started the day before.